One of the debates would take place in Buffalo, sponsored by the Buffalo News and public broadcasting stations WNED and WBFO. It would include Governor Cuomo, Republican candidate Rob Astorino, the Green Party's Howie Hawkins, and Libertarian candidate Michael McDermott. The other debate, sponsored by the Wall Street Journal and public radio station WNYC, would feature just Cuomo and Astorino and not be broadcast on television. Other media outlets have offered a televised debate limited to just the major party candidates, but so far Governor Cuomo has not accepted. Cuomo'd been asked about the possible debate schedule for weeks, and he gave a standard answer, saying the campaigns were talking.
They'll work out, you know, it's which venue do you go to, what sponsor do you go to, what date do you go to. So there are a lot of technical decisions.
Astorino, who was outmaneuvered by Cuomo, has responded angrily, saying there were no actual negotiations between the two campaigns, and his campaign has not yet committed to the schedule accepted by Cuomo. Earlier, Astorino explained why he thinks at least one of the debates should feature a televised contest between himself and the Democratic incumbent.
No disrespect to the minor party candidates, but, you know, in order for us to have a real, honest debate on the issues, it's not helpful to have 1 hour and eight people with six of them no chance to win and just eating into the time and only have 5 minutes each for the major party candidates. So I would say one-on-one, Andrew Cuomo and I, let's talk about the issues, what we plan on doing starting next year.
The Cuomo campaign accused Astorino of contradicting himself because the GOP candidate previously said he would debate Cuomo anytime, anywhere. The governor says he's happy with the arrangement that he's agreed to.
We struck the right balance. You could say we shouldn't do any debates. You could say we should do one debate, two debates, 10 debates. I think we struck the right balance.
Steve Greenberg, a political analyst and spokesman for Siena College Polls, says there are good reasons strategically why an incumbent governor like Cuomo, who's far ahead in the polls from his nearest opponent, would avoid appearing in a televised debate with just his major party challenger. The format helps to elevate the opponent as an equal of the governor. Also, Greenberg says any possible mistake the governor might make would be amplified.
If Cuomo were to stumble in a significant way, and then that becomes a campaign issue, and it gets written about, and it gets covered on the 11 o'clock news, and it gets covered on NPR on a regular, daily basis, could that have an effect? Yes.
Meanwhile, the Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins is making the case for a three-person televised debate, saying the Libertarian candidate should be excluded. Hawkins says the Green Party is the only other political party besides the Democrats and Republicans that consistently runs its own slate of candidates and has received enough votes in past elections to automatically qualify to be on the ballot.
We're a statewide campaign. We have daily activity. We're not raising the kind of money Cuomo is, but we're raising enough money to put field staff out on the field and run as serious a campaign as we can.
Hawkins says ideally he'd like to see an initial debate featuring all of the candidates on the ballot and then ask the public to decide which candidates they'd like to see again in subsequent debates. Right now, though, that seems unlikely. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.